This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. A new report lays bare just how bad conditions are in Amtrak tunnels that run under the East and Hudson Rivers. That damage is part of Sandy's legacy, and now Amtrak says it has to start closing the tunnels one at a time to overhaul them. It's a drastic solution, but is it the right one? Joining me now to talk about this is Tom Wright, the head of the Regional Plan Association. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here.
What struck you about this report? Was it a surprise to you?
The report wasn't a surprise. We all knew that Sandy damaged the tunnels under the East River and the Hudson River, and that it was going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars to repair them. I think the real concern here is that Amtrak is saying they can kind of patch things up, but eventually they need to take the tunnels out for a year or longer. And that just can't be done. And the Northeast Corridor can't be shut down. New Jersey and New York need the connections under the Hudson River. And before we can do any major maintenance and repairs on those tunnels, we need to have new tunnels put in place.
But that would take years to build new tunnels. And we're also talking about the political will behind that. I know there was an attempt to start a trans-Hudson tunnel from the New Jersey side a few years back, but Governor Chris Christie put the kibosh on it.
Yeah, the Christie administration decided not to pursue that tunnel at the time. And one of their concerns was that they argued it should be a national program, and that was a legitimate point. And I think that what we see now is that Amtrak has got to move forward with what they're calling Gateway, which is to build a new tunnel and essentially double the capacity under the Hudson River. The existing tunnels are over 100 years old. They need major maintenance and repairs, and it's going to take us probably at least 10 years to build new tunnels, and we still have no idea how to pay for these, and it's going to be at least $12 billion, B-billion. And so we've got to start moving on that.
What kind of a disruption are we talking about here, Tom?
Well, probably New Jersey Transit riders should be the most worried about this, and Amtrak, but it'll have repercussions across the entire region. There are only two tubes under the Hudson River right now. If one of them were shut down for a year to do major repairs, which is what Amtrak is saying at some point they're going to have to do, they're not saying when, and the report is silent on that. If they shut that down, it doesn't just half the capacity under the Hudson River, because now you're going to have to run trains in both directions, which means you have to clear out the tunnels between the trains. So it's more like a 75% reduction in capacity. It's just not something that really can be contemplated without a new tunnel in place.
Did Amtrak say in its report that it is already experiencing problems in terms of service reliability as a result of the corrosion and other issues it found in the tunnels?
I can't remember whether they said that they were already experiencing these, but if you read it carefully, it's going to be clear that they're going to have to do more maintenance work than they otherwise would, because they're not going to have, again, the ability to really close those tunnels and do the full year-long repairs that they want to do. And even that, by the way, was assuming a year-long repair was assuming that kind of round-the-clock work. I mean, that's their best-case scenario for doing it on overtime and everything. They're not going to be able to do that. And so instead, they're going to kind of go in and try and do quick repairs whenever they can. And my guess is that the salt corrosion and the other things are gonna start to get worse and worse.
Wow. So the takeaway from this report is a lot of commuting headaches for people who have to get under the Hudson River, especially New Jersey Transit commuters.
Right. Sadly, what it means is that until the politicians and elected leaders get together and figure out how to pay for a new tunnel under the Hudson River, things are going to get slowly worse, and at some point it's going to hit a wall. They haven't said when that wall is going to be. The president of Amtrak has said that they have 20 years or less is all they've ever said. And thinking about it, if it's going to take at least 10 years to plan, design, and construct a new tunnel, we really should be getting going yesterday.
Tom Wright is executive director of the Regional Plan Association. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure to talk to you, Amy.